We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate March 8th. Canopus would be a terrible neighbor. The star is big, bright, and hot, so it might blow away any planet-making materials around nearby stars. Even worse, it may be destined to explode. That would zap any existing planets with radiation, perhaps endangering any life in nearby star systems. Canopus is the second brightest star in the night sky. At this time of year, it's visible from the southern third of the United States in early evening. It's low in the south, well below Sirius, the brightest star. Canopus is at least 8 times the mass of the Sun. So even though it's billions of years younger than the Sun, it's already completed the main phase of life. Within a few million years, its core will collapse, perhaps forming an ultra-dense neutron star. If so, then its outer layers will blast into space as a supernova. Such an outburst would produce enormous amounts of X-rays and gamma rays, the most powerful forms of energy. That could strip away the ozone layer of any planet within a few dozen light years, subjecting the surface to high levels of radiation. So far, we know of only one planet within that range where conditions are most suitable for life. The planet itself isn't likely to host life, but any big moons might be more comfortable homes, at least until the demise of Canopus. Luckily for us, Canopus is 300 light years away, so Earth is well outside the danger zone of this not-so-neighborly neighbor. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.